Thank you, and good afternoon. This morning, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office identified the victim in Tuesday night's murder in Hayfork as 39-year-old Jason Rice. Rice was found dead with a gunshot wound by deputies when they arrived at the residence, and the suspect, 46-year-old Betsy Darlene James, who was also Rice's girlfriend, admitted to shooting Rice during an interview. James was arrested and booked into county jail for murder, and the events that led up to Rice's death are still under investigation. On Wednesday, the State Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that the last remaining closed area off the coast, which is near Shelter Cove, will open to the commercial crab fishing season next Monday. The announcement comes following the latest test results, which have showed decreased levels of the domoic acid toxin inside of crab. The last area is located between 10 Mile River and Shelter Cove, and it will be preceded by a 64-hour pre-soak period on Friday morning. The recreational crab fishing season opened on November 5th under various health advisories, and since then, those warnings have been lifted. Researchers at Humboldt State University have been awarded $271,000 in grant funding to help improve sustainability in fishing communities in Eureka and in Shelter Cove. The grants were provided by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it will be used to develop plans to improve sustainability on a social, economic, and environmental level. The project, led by HSU Environmental Sciences and Management Professor Lori Richman, is set to begin later this month. Richman said the following statement, "Sometimes with new regulations, the fishing community feels forgotten. Here, we can give them a voice, so we're looking at things we can do within the current structure and take steps to make sure the fishing fleet thrives and survives." Following the Board of Trustees meeting earlier this week, the College of the Redwoods District will be smoke and tobacco free. Citing the need to create a healthy environment for employees and students, the trustees crafted a policy prohibiting the use of cigarettes, pipes, cigars, and other products, as well as e-cigarettes, on any CR district property. Interim President of College of the Redwoods, Keith Snowflamer, said the following statement, "The health benefits of reducing secondhand smoke exposure are invaluable and could help students prepare for the workforce where smoke-free policies are already the norm." Today, President Obama announced the expansion of more than 6,200 acres to the California Coastal National Monument, including three properties in Humboldt County. Those properties include the Trinidad Head, the Lighthouse Ranch, and the Lost Coast Headlands. The monument was previously expanded in 2014 and added Mendocino County's Point Arenas Dorneta public lands. Congressman Jared Huffman said that the announcement is cause for celebration, and with the expansion, the North Coast coastal economy, environment, and unique plant and animal life can be enjoyed for generations to come. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Water Resources Control Board is accepting public comment regarding the removal of four dams along the Klamath River at the D Street Community Center in Arcata tonight as a part of an application under the Clean Water Act. Ownership of the dams was transferred to the Klamath Renewal Corporation after the original removal plan fell through due to a lack of action by Congress. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke encouraged those who wish to make a comment to think about the fish and to think about the river and what a healthy Klamath means for future generations. The current plan will see the dams removed by the 2020 year. A reminder for county residents that helicopters will be flown out by PG&E tomorrow morning to check trees that have been affected by the drought near power lines. The combination of the recent weather and the drought have caused trees and branches to fall on power lines, causing outages throughout the county. The helicopter will fly as low as 200 feet along Highway 36 in areas in Fortuna, Hydesville, Carlotta, Riverside Park, and Maple Grove, as well as in southern Humboldt starting tomorrow morning. A road update has been issued for motorists as road conditions continue to be affected by the recent weather. Coffee Creek Road, Dillon, Port Kenyon, Meridian, Camp Wyatt, and Gobble from Fulmore to Highway 211 remain closed. Mosswood, Fulmore Road, Waddington, and Pleasant Point are open, while one-way controlled traffic remains in effect at Highway 211 near the Fern Bridge. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.